Blog Talk Radio.
One night out with the lady. Go ahead, Mike, bring us in while I get rid of this bad boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Scoop Slam Radio. I am your host, Big Mike, and on the ones and twos is the legend himself, Favi Chula. What's up, Favi?
Damn, a steroid in this body, baby. Sorry, I had to take a drink. Hey, I'm telling you, man, it's... You know, real quick before we continue on, Mike, because I don't want to take over. People say, God dang, Fabio, you talk too much. But just before we got on the air, I sent you that video real quick.
Yeah.
And you watch that, and you tell me, man, what's missing? I come across as this grumpy old man or whatever, but I see something like that when they were showing the war games or whatever it was from 1989, and it's just – Explain to me, Mike, what is different in those two things? Because I think I'm be honest, I didn't get the paper. I've seen some little clips here and there, whatever. Okay, yeah, it was great. And they got War Games coming up, you know, WWE. But you watch that original one, man, and it is just action packed. I mean, take it. But well, first of all, Mike, you got to admit they had the best of the best in there: Dr. Dusty Williams, Terry Gordy, Bobby Eaton. You tell me what's missing now? I mean, I know kayfabe is broken, but
I remember the first War Games when it was Dusty, the Road Warriors, Nikita, and somebody else against the Road Warriors. I mean against the Four Horsemen. And dude, let me tell you something. I saw War Games at the L.A. Forum. When it was Dusty, Nikita, the Road Warriors, but the Four Horsemen this time was with Wyndham. Barry Wyndham was the horseman. But I think it's just the ring philosophy has just taken a dump, dude. Because I mean, people probably think that we're just two old cruddy duddy guys.
Yeah,
live in the past, but if you watch the old wrestling, it's like, dude, those cats could go. You didn't really see them talking to each other in the ring. You know what I'm saying?
Yep,
and they just,
exactly what you're saying.
You really didn't know who was going to come out on top,
right?
It was, you know what I'm saying? So it's lost its luster. I forget who I was talking to, a wrestler, and he was telling me that because kayfabe has been brutalized like it has. My friend Mike G.
Mm-hmm.
He has a promotion called Circle Six, which is death matches. And he was like, dude, kayfabe's been destroyed. It's you can't really tell, you know, stories like you want to because of the way in which wrestling has turned out. Pretty much sucks. It's hard.
Sure you can. It's just okay. We're gonna talk about the AEW pay-per-view, right? But, of course, we got the big show coming up, PWA show on February 10th, which we finally got that card set, which took forever, by the way. It took us forever to get that. And that's another thing that's been – I got to be honest, bro, sour to the business. It's just like, dude, it just – one hurdle after another and another and another. And it's just like, I just don't even, I mean, do you want to be honest? Do you want me to be brutally honest on this show? Cause I can't, cause like there's something that's really been bothering me and it's something else that's been souring me to the business to where I'm like, and I was talking to Nicolette this morning about that, about in MMA, jiu-jitsu, judo, you know, when I was been doing that forever, it's different because they're just up front, bro. They'll either kick your ass or tell you to get lost or whatever. There's no gray area, right? In wrestling, well, bro, I don't know. I might have another gig over here. Well, you know what, bro? I'm going to need X amount of money. And I'm, you know, it's just, it takes forever just to get something put together. And that annoys me more than anything, right? But I'll tell you one thing that soured me to the business. You want to hear it, Mike? Because it's pretty brutal. I'm just going to be honest.
Oh, by all means.
Well, let's give the people real quick. Let's give the people some background, okay? Back in the day, and we talked about it before on this show. I think, you know, everybody used to come over to my house for the pay per view, right? Mike used to bring the box, and that's when ECW was hot. It was on fire, but it was said it a million times. Joe, Rocky Romero, Ricky Reyes, you know, just a bunch of people used to come and watch this stuff over here, right? So. The we went to WrestleCon this year, right? Now, I don't, you know, Samoa Joe and I came up in the business, you know, and then when we started working for UPW, you know, that's when Cena was there and everybody, and we're all, Chris Daniels used to be like one of the coaches that was really, really instrumental in helping a lot of us, right? So the last match that I had for UPW was myself and Superbad against John Cena and Samoa Joe. They used to do these little house shows, you know, just to get the guy some exposure. So that was, and then Joe went on to Ring of Honor, right? And he got the Ring of Honor belt. He used to go over the house all the time. I tried to steal the belt one time, but because everybody got drunk except for CM Punk, and he caught me. But anyways, so the last time forever, dude, we were friends, and what do you call it? The last time we talked to him was at WrestleCon. Because they had a little show that Joe was working for Ring of Honor, and I called him, and I said, hey, bro, are you coming to WrestleCon? Because I definitely would like to get you on the podcast, blah, 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 whatever. He's like, nah, man. He goes, you know, it's so rare that I got time off. I'm going to head back to Florida with the family. I said, okay, cool, no problem. Remember, Mike? And then I called him from WrestleCon with Michael Parks with me there. And we put him on speakerphone, and he's like, hey, Mike, what's up? You know, and all that, and we're talking. And, nah, bro, you know, I'm not going to be there. I'm in Florida, blah, 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 whatever. But I just wanted, you know, so we could talk to him. That's it. So anyways, that was the last time I talked to him. And then a couple of times, I knew he was coming to town, right, with AEW. So I sent him a text, said, hey, bro, you know, I got these shirts, my WrestleBoss shirts or whatever. I would just don't need any tickets to the pay-per-view. Don't need nothing. I just want to meet up so that I can give you a shirt. You don't even have to put it on. Just take a picture. And then that'll help my brand or whatever, right? Never got a text back, bro. That was in October, like late October. Never got a text back or whatever. So now I'm stuck. I'm like, bro, I'm hoping he's not thinking, you know, I want tickets or nothing, because I never do ask for him. Okay, I'll tell you this, Mike. When the last time when I called him right before WrestleCon, I said, dude, I just wanted to see if you wanted to come on the podcast. I didn't want you to think I was calling for tickets or nothing like that. And he goes, well, dude, if you wanted tickets, I would have took care of you, no problem or whatever. Okay, cool. You know what I'm talking about, Mike? I hate to be those type of people that, give me some tickets, hook me up, bring my friends, because those people are annoying. So anyways, I never heard from him, dude. Nothing. Not one, no text back, no nothing, nothing, right? So the day before the pay-per-view, they were off. He went to Santa Ana or something to go check out this food place, whatever. And I'm like, okay, well, he's in town. You know, now I'm stuck. I don't want to be Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. And, hey, bro, did you forget me or whatever? But nothing, dude. No text, no call, no nothing, right? So then it's AEW pay-per-view day. And I'm like, well, a lot of times they know, should know, that I'll take them to Gold's Gym to go. A lot of them like to go to Gold's Gym in Venice and go check that out, and then head over to the firehouse to go eat and stuff like that. Nothing, dude. Nothing. Not one text. No call. And I didn't want to keep calling and being a pain in the ass, right? So pay-per-view's done. Everybody flies back home, whatever. So now I'm sitting here, and I'm like, well, dude, what happened, bro? You know, we used to be – I mean, is it that bad that the business is like – so I asked my wife. I said, hey, you know, I'm going to be honest, man, not to sound like a little bitch, but I'm kind of hurt, man. I mean, that's my – you know, Mike, you were part of it. We were boys. We all hung out. And now I can't even get a text back, you know, or whatever. So hey. And she goes, well, maybe he outgrew you. And I'm like, what does that mean? She goes, well, you know, I go, no, I know how it is. You know, you get to a certain point, you know, or whatever, you know, I get it. But it wasn't like that. You know, we were all cool. I don't call every time you're in town and say, can you get me this and do this and that? Because that I could see or whatever. So that's another thing that really soured me to the business. You understand what I'm saying, Mike?
Yeah, I mean.
So do you think that's it? Dunzo?
No, I just think that, you know, because of the relationship that we had, it's almost as if we expect it to always be the same.
Uh-huh.
And because you know, that's just how boys are.
Uh-huh.
You know, but it's just I feel you. I feel you. I understand exactly how you feel about it. My pet peeve is, you know, we're an up and coming radio show,
right?
And we'd like to get guests to come on. We're not asking a lot of you.
Mm-hmm.
We're just asking you guys to come on, tell us about yourselves, get yourselves, you know, out there. And just like you, no response.
Mm-hmm.
And these are from local independents.
Right.
It's like you don't have 10, 15 minutes just to talk about what's going on in your career.
Right.
Where you've been wrestling at. You know,
yeah.
It's like, or, it sucks, bro. It really does.
Not even that. Not even just, you know, you're trying to get yourself out there, get your brand out there and all that. And dude, 15 minutes over the phone. I don't get it, man. I just don't. So that, it just keeps piling on. You know, Mike knows the background of things that are going on. So I tell my wife, you know, I don't want it anymore, dude. I just don't. I don't. Once you lose that fire, you know, you don't have it. And then when Mike said, hey, look, well, this is what I want to do or whatever. And I'm like, okay, cool. He gets it. Mike's been around for a long time since you know, Antonio back in the days when we were wrestling over there in East L.A. and then all the way up through WPW with Martin, you know, All Nations, all that stuff. So it's like, okay, cool. Here, now I had a renewed vigor. All right, cool. I know Mike's going to do it the old school way like we were just talking about, you know. So we're trying to get that going. But we still get these roadblocks because of these young dudes that don't want to adhere to the program, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
or,
we're going to be honest,
or,
right?
You know, that's what this show's about.
Yeah. So, and
it's not like we're not trying to put anybody down.
No, we're not. We're trying to help you.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing about the Pacific Wrestling Alliance is we want to partner up with the wrestlers. We want to help you build your brand and process. You help us build ours,
uh-huh.
But it can't be a one way street. You know,
right?
You know, we get an attitude because we do a live broadcast, and it's, you know, pulling teeth to get guys to come do 10, 15 minutes just to be seen.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's being seen by three people.
Right.
Somebody's there to see.
Right.
you know, and it's just, it really irks me. Like, so you're that good now. You're that well known. You're that far out there that
yeah.
you don't have to do the little things.
And Mike,
it's the little things that can grow into something huge.
And dude, if you give it a chance. It's not even that, you know.
Right.
Just going back to the Samoa Joe thing. I don't even care about the pay per view or whatever. Nothing. Just, you know, hey man, let's hang out. Just come by. Hey bro, what's going on, dude? I see what's going on. I you know, your kids are getting bigger. You know, all that stuff. That's it. Not. Hey bro, can you get me in? Can you do this? Can you get me an interview with Christopher Daniels so I can become a manager? None of that, dude. Just. You know what I'm saying? So that kind of put another nail in the coffin. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, dude, you know, I guess that's just it, bro. That's what's wrestling become. And maybe I'm not with the times and I had enough. It's maybe time to move on. And then when I get somebody, you know, who from a different company who calls me and says, look, I want you to come over here, you know, and the people I talk to in the MMA world, it's like I said, either they're going to slam the door in your face and then they're going to work with you. You know, and I know like Giovanni Varela, people like that from Anaconda Academy, those dudes, I call them up and say, hey, bro, I got to shoot a thing for, let's do it. You know what I mean? Just no problem. So it's a big difference. But let me take a quick break, Mike, and reset, and then we'll go over now that we got this card finalized. I just wanted to get that out of the way because it kind of sucked. Or whatever. So, can you hang on real quick, Mike, and then we'll go over the lineup. Hang on, everybody.
Soundstripe.
This man right here, Dusty Rhodes, knows what it's like to wrestle for $1 million, knows what it's like to pin the shoulders of the World Heavyweight Champion. Three times he's been the World Heavyweight Champion, and Starrcade comes around again, this time True Grit and the Norfolk School.
Well, Starrcade's always a big event for Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream.
Now that's what I'm talking about, the Starrcade, Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream. But anyways, for the people listening, you're here, you're at PWA, a Scoop Slam Radio. Talking a little bit about, you know, which way the business is going, a little bit of a you know what session there or whatever. But you know, Mike, we finally got that card set. You know, the one that was holding me up, and I was getting a little bit upset. You know, but then I kind of see why, is SoCal Crazy, because he's like, dude, I don't want to commit because I just don't want to die. And I'm like, oh my god, here we go again. But he ended up getting the call to go to Japan, so you can't you know blame somebody for that. But we finally got that match underway, so it's gonna be the third match, and it's gonna be Rudo Ram and Hector Canales versus SoCal Crazy and Biggie Biggs. So that finally, you know, got everything set. So that's gonna be the third match. The first, you know, when we talked about the tournament, a lot of guys don't like to go first match or whatever, but when it's tournament style, that's how it has to be. So the first match is gonna just kick it off like there's no tomorrow, because it's gonna be Tony Reyes and American Punk versus Mikey O'Shea and Sean Black. What do you think about that, Michael Parks?
Reinforce the ring.
Because we had American Punk on and about it. But I'm saying that I think Tony Reyes and American Punk might be the sleeper of this tournament, because I think, you know, they went against each other at 3PW and stuff like that. But then when you put them against Sean Black and Mikey O'Shea, who also went against each other at the 3PW, now we got them all teamed up, and I think that's going to be a huge matchup. So then in the second match, okay, it just keeps getting better, because you got AJ Mana and Vito Fertelli versus the term wily veteran just sounds so dumb, but it's just true. You against Guyam and Fletcher Fugaz, who have been teamed for a while, who actually beat Tony Reyes and Sean Black in a tag team match before. So give me your thoughts on that match. I think, dude, you know, I see AJ and them as unstoppable, but man, you put somebody like I am and Fletch Fugaz together, that's a heck of a matchup, right?
Well, I haven't seen Fletch Fugaz wrestle since you did the show way back at the old Metroflex. That's the last time I saw him. So
yeah.
Now I always get a kick out of watching Guyam wrestle. So I'm looking forward to those two teaming up. But man,
yeah.
the team of AJ and Big Vito, dude, that's just money.
Yeah.
You say those two names and that's just money. You just like, hey
yeah.
man, I want to see those two get down because their styles mesh. You know, Vito's the power and AJ's the finesse. And I just want to see what they do when they get together, how well they mesh. If they don't have it together, Cayenne and Fletch and guys can come out, you know, with the W and the upset. So, let's see. Let's see if you make the right choice and pair those two up.
Right. And then the winners of those two matches, the first and second round match, the winners of those will meet in the finals. And that'll determine the PWA World Cup champion, which is, you know, it's going to be huge. So third match, like I just said, is going to be Rudo Ram and Hector Canales against SoCal Crazy and Biggie Biggs. Biggie Biggs is coming off winning the heavyweight championship at RPW or whatever she got him. And then now you got SoCal Crazy coming from Japan after doing some work out there, which always makes everybody raise their game. So he's going to be the top. And then you have the craziness of Rudo Ram and the I want to say awkwardness or whatever of Hector Canales. So that's going to be an interesting match. And then go to intermission. The semi main event is going to be who we've been trying to put together for a while. And I think this one is going to be the showstopper is Guy Cool versus Rickster. Now, give me your thoughts on that, because I've seen Guy Cool when he wrestled for UEW and he wrestled what's his name from Arizona? God darn, his name is Casey. But anyways, he really stepped up to the plate and put on a show. So Rickster, who's got a lot, dude, that guy's got energy for the, he should have a Red Bull endorsement or whatever, because he's got so much energy. I think that's going to really light it up on fire. What do you think?
Oh yeah. Every time I see Rickster wrestle, I enjoy his emotion. I enjoy the way in which he just does his thing, man. It's like 150 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And he's just flying everywhere. Just like a bat out of hell. And then you got Guy Cool, aka Mr. Gigolo.
Yeah.
Who thinks he's God's gift to everybody.
Yeah.
Who when he puts his mind to it, dude, Guy Cool can go.
Yeah.
Do not get this twisted. That man can wrestle.
And he's in shape.
So I'm looking forward. Oh, he's in shape.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to seeing them.
I asked him how he got in such good shape, because he's really, like, I hadn't seen him in a while. And I said, God dang, you've been training or whatever. I said, you look in shape. He goes, yeah. He goes, you know what? I changed my diet and my cardio routine is walking dogs. And he goes, You'd be amazed at how much you get out of walking a bunch of dogs. And I said, shit, there must be something to it, man, because you're in shape or whatever. So that just makes it even more, you know, interesting, you know, because it's an in shape and ready to go Guy Cool, who almost lost his life falling off the cage at 3PW. So he's glad to be alive still. And then in the main event, you're going to have the winners of the first two matches. So it's just going to be huge. So for the people listening, you got to come and check it out. It's going to be Saturday, February 10th. At the Metroflex in Hawaiian Gardens. We'll put some more. Now that we got everything finalized and ready to go, we're going to put the flyers out so you guys can have all the information and come down. I got a ton of people who are just waiting with bated breath, you know, for this show to come up, because we've been really working hard to get it out there. So not only that, but December 3rd, which is a Sunday, we'll be at December 3rd, right?
Yep.
That we'll be at Metroflex We're going to have a live broadcast from there. We're going to have, you know, the wrestlers from PWA, some bodybuilders, some power lifters and all that, because they all hang out over there at Metroflex. We talked about taking the grill. You know what? Let me tell you what Nicolette said. Because, you know, we're always saying, oh, the wrestlers don't want to show up or whatever. She goes, well, look, if Mike's going to be having a barbecue, even though if it's just going to be burgers and dogs, you tell those guys, you come on the show, you come on the air for 15 minutes. Michael put an X on your hand with the magic marker, and then you can go get your plate of food at the barbecue.
Oh, Lord.
That's a good idea. You better come get your interview before you go get a burger or a dog or whatever. But we usually play Chop Trivia where we ask some questions and stuff. If you get them right, you can, you know, take something from the prize table. Or if you get it wrong, then somebody gets chopped. But it kind of turned, because I know, Mike, you have the cornhole boards or whatever. If you can sink two in a row, or I forget what we did last time, you can make your choice. You can either take something off the prize table, or you can choose who you want to get chopped. So that is just huge. People could care less what I got on that table anymore. They just want to see somebody get chopped. So we got that going on. You know, we're going to have the music out there. You can come meet the wrestlers, you know, some merch if they want to bring their merch and stuff like that. So it's going to be huge. We're making a concerted effort, you know, to make that bad boy huge. So December 3rd, Metroflex Gym, Mike and I are probably going to be there by 9 o'clock, try to get everything set up and ready to go live at about 10 in the morning. We'll probably hang out to about maybe about 12:30, 1 o'clock. So definitely try to come down and check it out. You know, then you'll know where you're going and stuff like that. It's going to be slamming. I'm telling you. I don't know. I'll talk to Mike. Maybe we can give away 2 free tickets for the show. So then you come down, you participate. You might not even have to sink a couple of bags in the cornhole or whatever. You could just get two tickets. I think that'll be huge. So make sure you come down and check that out. That's December 3rd. It's Sunday. I'm Metroflex Gym. We'll keep everybody posted on the social media so that you could check that out. Then, Mike, that Tuesday.
On December 5th.
December 5th, right? We're going to do a studio show, which we'll try to go. It depends on what Dalen has in store. We're going to try to go live video-wise so that you could check it out from the studio. But regardless of what happens, we'll record it so we can put it up on here on the Blog Talk or whatever. So we got that coming. And I think it's going to be huge because as we move into December, right, because February sounds like it's a ways off. But before you know it, man, it'll be here. The last time Mike and I talked, I'm like, dude, we're less than 3 months away from the show or whatever. So it comes up fast. So we have a lot of stuff coming up before so that you could check it out, right? Mike, we're making a concerted effort to get this thing going, right?
Yeah, and because, you know, with all of that going on with the live broadcast, and Metroflex, and then the live podcast radio show being filmed on Tuesday the 5th, they're going to have a big, very big announcement concerning Scoop Slam Radio in the very near future. There's plans in the making that is going to make this show 155% better, and I won't elaborate too much on it, but It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be cool, and I think everybody's gonna enjoy it. So, in the very near future, we're going to be announcing upcoming things that's going to be happening on Scoop Slam. So
yeah.
I'm also looking forward to that because it's time for it, I believe, and that's just I'm gonna leave it right there. It's time for it.
Perfect. Well,
so, yeah.
We'll keep everybody up to date, you know, on the social media and all that, which we're also, you know, working on some stuff like that to get everything out there so we can get people in the know of exactly what's going on, website and stuff like that. So we're definitely going to keep working on that. So let me take a quick break, Mike. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about the AEW pay-per-view, and then we'll get out of here. What do you say?
Yeah, I can also talk about Randy Orton's return.
Oh, my God. Please don't do that. I'll die. All right, we'll be right back. This is what I think of Randy Orton.
Soundstripe.
not a normal looking athlete myself. You know what I'm talking about? I've been in the den's of lions.
Dude, that is just true awesomeness or whatever. It doesn't stop, dude. You could just go all day with the Dusty Rhodes or whatever, but for the people listening to this, I don't look like a normal athlete. But the one that's funny, I got to pull it up, is when he goes, but brother, I'm the best at what I do. So I got to bring that up. But let me just say this real quick before we continue. Randy Orton, you absolutely suck. I said it right here. I don't like Randy Orton. I don't like what he stands for. He thinks he's God's gift to green on this green earth or whatever, but I don't like him. I know it's, you know, you're a character and you have to do that or whatever. And I'm a old man or whatever, but I'll say it. And if I ever get, you know, caught up in it or whatever, I'll say, yes, I said it. And if you want to throw down, we'll throw down. Not that I'm trying to act like a tough guy or whatever. It all started real quick, Mike, when talking about Randy Orton, when he slapped, it was either Humberto Garcia or Andrade or somebody like that, and kind of treated him like a punk or whatever. And I just didn't like it. And people were like, well, dude, it's just a shit. And I said, you know what? First of all, you should have said, since he's Randy Orton, he should have said, no, I don't need to do that. I don't need to slap somebody and put them down or put them under me or whatever. You know, what does that say about me or whatever? I'm good enough to where we'll just wrestle. Or I didn't like it. I'm telling you right here, I did not like it. And I think it's a punk move for you to do that. That being said, I don't like squash matches. I think that's the stupidest thing ever. And we'll get into Randy Orton later, because I just don't like – he just really thinks he's – I just don't like him. Anyways, we'll talk about the AEW pay-per-view. And this is a question I have been wanting to ask Mike for a while, okay? And I think we talked about it before. But when you have MJF is an AEW world champion, right? So that's supposed to be the holy grail. That's an end-all to be-all. But he's also the Ring of Honor champion for tag team. And then his partner got hurt. So he's fighting 2-on-1 or whatever. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. What does that say about your company? You don't have enough talent that you think is good enough to hold the Ring of Honor belt, that you have to give the belt to MJF. And even when his partner goes down, you can't lose it? It makes no sense. It just seems so – that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of on this earth.
You know what they did, right?
Well, I don't know what they did. Adam Cole came out or something, riding the bike.
No, they teamed him with Joe.
Right, I saw that.
And then you know, Joe left him high and dry.
Right.
So
right.
Basically, I think they're setting up a MJF and Samoa Joe match, which, dude. Give the old man the belt, please. I mean, let him win the belt.
But give me your thoughts. Give me your thoughts on somebody. Go ahead. Is that you?
No, no. Go ahead.
Oh, I thought I heard the radio. And first of all, AEW has more talent than anybody going. You know what I mean? They've scooped up, for lack of a bit, like a scoop slam. They picked up all the talent. Why wouldn't you have Ring of Honor champions? There's so much talent. Why wouldn't you have it on somebody else? Why would you have MJF, who holds the biggest belt going, holding the Ring of Honor belt, tag team belts? Tell me how that makes sense. Explain it to me.
It doesn't. You know, it all flows into this program that he's got with Adam Cole. Somebody's going to turn on somebody. That's just inevitable. But you didn't have to put the belts on them for that to happen. But honestly, name me a tag team that is credible enough outside of those that are contending for the AEW.
I can name a million tag teams. I would put the belts, the Ring of Honor tag team belts, on what's his name with the Vincent, with him and the other guy that came out and they beat the Hardy Brothers, the Righteous. They beat the Hardys and stuff like that. I would put the belt on them. Those guys could go. And then you have, you know, you still have Penta and Rey Fénix. You know, you Hook, even Hook and the Orange Juice Cassidy or whatever. There's just so many teams that can go after that belt. Even the guys that hang out with Roderick Strong. You know, those guys, or the Samoan dude that's with the other guy with Brian Cage and them. Those guys, there's just a ton of teams that got talent, man, that can go. But to leave it as a secondary title to the world champion or something, it just, to me, makes absolutely no sense. And it's getting silly now. There's a ton of squash matches, which I hate. Then you got this Toni Storm, and they move it to black and white, and she comes out, and she's an actress now. And it's just retarded. It's just dumb. And I got to tell you, I think those guns can work. Billy Gunn's two boys, those guys can go. You put the belt on those guys, they'll do damage because those guys are good workers. You can tell that they've been trained well and that they know how to work and they can work. Well, tell me, Mike, why wouldn't they put them on those guys?
I think you're asking the wrong person because seriously, you know, there's so many deserving guys. Like, why isn't Jonathan Gresham in the midst of all this?
Right.
That's one of the baddest of the business.
Right.
Out there.
Yeah.
And he can go with anybody, but why isn't he holding some type of belt in Ring of Honor?
Yeah, or like the pure championship.
Original.
Pure wrestling.
He is one of the originals, isn't he?
Yeah, he sure is. He was the champ for a while.
Yeah, so why, you know, I get, you know, Jay Lethal wrestle for the title.
Uh-huh.
I mean, but Jesus, you got so many guys.
Yeah.
Will Ospreay just signed.
Right, right.
So what are you going to do with all that?
I know.
That's,
before
you know,
even get it, dude, and then you think about it, you got Dragon, what's his name? You got Rush, and then you got Dragonlistico, you got Andrade. You can have a whole, like, Mexican contingent or whatever. There's just so much talent to choose from. It just makes no sense to have one person holding two different belts. It just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So, you know, I don't know what happened. It used to be so – dude, if you put Kota Ibushi and what's his name, Kenny Omega together, who could dominate more than them?
Speaking of them, did you see the little vignette of the Golden Jets?
That's what I'm saying. You there's so much talent. We saw them almost die when they wrestled the Young Bucks in New Japan. So it just annoys me that they have one person holding two belts. It just makes no sense. But I mean that's neither here nor there.
It goes back to. Where is the storytelling? You got so many guys that you could start programs with that can shut a whole lot of mouths over there in Stamford, Connecticut, if you did it right. But you have no idea what you're doing. You have no idea what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Zero. You just have money to throw out there to put matches together to try to get asses in seats. And it's like, it's a damn shame when I used to look forward to watching AEW
on
Wednesday nights, and I can live without it. I'll
yep, so can
get
I.
over it.
So can I. If I miss it,
you
no
know?
Big deal. It's no big deal. But
yeah.
if you had one person that you could put that belt on, the AEW belt, I don't particularly care for MJF. I just don't. Me personally, I would put it on Cesaro. I think Cesaro, he went to Japan and dominated in New Japan. And now he's saying he wants to wrestle at Arena Mexico because it's so, you know, with the history and all that. He can go with anybody, do strong style Japanese, lucha, pro wrestling, whatever. I think he would make a heck of a champion, and it would make it real, whoever he wrestled against. You know what I mean? What about you? You think MJF is the one, or I think it should be Cesaro.
I'm gonna go outside the box. So far outside the box, it's not even funny.
Go ahead.
You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Zack Sabre Jr.
I take it.
The dude's
awesome. I saw him go hold the hole of Virus at New Japan. Him and Marty Scurll used to go out and have easily 5-star matches or whatever. He could. The dude's awesome. They should bring him in, dude. I mean, he's Ring of New Japan TV champion or whatever. That tells you something right there. So the bottom line,
what
Mike,
is the talent
unlimited. Go ahead.
What is the name of the dude on TNA that wrestles in the singlet and got the headgear from Canada? What is his name? Bald-headed.
Oh, man. You're killing me because I know exactly who you're talking about.
He is badass.
Yeah, he can go. He can go. And I think he wrestled Zack Sabre Jr. not too long ago.
Yeah, he is tough.
Yeah.
I would like to see him wrestle Jonathan Gresham.
Yeah.
Maybe go hole for hole, and it'd be a strong style match.
Well, he went with those two guys from Detroit. What the heck is it? The Motor City Machine Guns, and they teamed up in Japan and wrestled and looked really good, really good. It's true. There's just so much talent to pick from. Let me do a quick service PSA, and then I'll take us to a commercial, and we'll get out of here. hold on, real quick. Christopher Daniels, yeah, I know you're back there working behind the scenes and all that. Let's bring in Zack Sabre Jr. All right, let's get him in here, get some stuff going, and take one of those belts off of MJF. It's just too much for one person. All right, thank you. All right, man. So hopefully we'll get that going or whatever. But let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up. Mike can say his piece about Randy Orton, and then we'll go from there. How about that? This is when I was watching Monday Night Raw, and at the end they said, oh, we got a fifth person, and this person is this and that. And I went just like this.
At this point in time in my career, I am on the top of my game. I'm on the prime of my game. I ain't passed nothing up, baby.
See what I'm talking about? I'm telling you. Nobody like him. Nobody like him. But for the people listening, you're here. You have Scoop Slam Radio, a PWA Pacific Wrestling Alliance. Big show coming up Saturday, February 10th. It's going to be at the Metroflex Sports Complex. You got to come down to check it out. We've been working on it. We got the big live broadcast coming up December 3rd. It's going to be on Sunday. There's going to be a barbecue. There's going to be a cornhole. There's going to be wrestlers. There's going to be power lifters. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on. So make sure you check it out. So, Mike, I'll try to be open-minded. Okay, you tell me what the big deal is with Randy Orton.
I don't know. To some of the kids, and to some of the WWE wrestling fans, he's a legend. What happened to the open minded?
I'm trying, man. I'm trying. I swear.
I mean, look, he came from that class of OVW that was probably the best class they ever had with Cena and
Batista
and
Brock Lesnar,
Shelton Benjamin. You know, so
So
third generation, and let's be honest.
Uh-huh.
He's actually lived up to being a third generation wrestler.
I'm missing something, bro.
Has.
I'm missing something. I don't get it. Let's put it this way. Okay, when I was young, at one time, my mom and dad took me to the sports arena, the LA Sports Arena, because I wanted to see wrestling. I said, please take me, and it was Cowboy Bob Orton and Roddy Piper versus Jimmy Snuka and the Tonga Kid. Okay, and we were sitting kind of up high at the sports arena, and there was about six big Samoan dudes sitting about two rows in front of us, right? And Bob Orton just started smacking the shift out of the Tonga Kid with that cast. Remember, he had that cast? And
those
six Samoan dudes, they got up. They were yelling something in Samoan. I was scared to death. I told him, hey, let's go. I want to go start something or whatever. But that's how much heat, you know, Cowboy Bob Orton drew. People hated that dude. They wanted to see him die. I mean, a lot of that had to do with Roddy Piper and Orndorff and them. But still, with Randy Orton, I don't see it, man. I just don't. He doesn't work the crowd. He's out there. He's lucky. He's tall, you know, and in shape or whatever. But I don't see it, man. I don't. You look at Dusty Rhodes, man. He'll draw you in. He'll make you want to pay money to see him. Randy Orton, nope. I'm just like, so if I'm at a house show and Randy Orton comes out, I'm going to be yelling overrated like that because I don't get it. He's overrated. Mike, convince me some other way. Otherwise,
I don't know if I can now. Jesus, you just a damn hater.
I don't like somebody who has to use other people to get over. You know what I'm saying? To belittle somebody to get over. John Cena never had to do. You can say whatever you want. He's Marky Mark in the Funky Bunch, but hey man, he never had to resort to putting people down like MJF, you know, cut a promo and talk about your mama and he never had to do it, dude. His stuff was on point. Same with The Rock, you know, it's just on point. He'd make you go, oh, dude, but not hitting below the belt. It didn't happen. You know what I'm saying? So that, I want to see somebody draw me. Let me say, yeah, I want to see that match or whatever. Go ahead, Mike. Because Randy, that's why they call him the silent lethal snake or whatever, because he can't talk.
I don't know because you're gonna be. We were at a house show.
We were at a house show at the Pond of Anaheim, Nicolette and I, okay? And he was in the main event or whatever. And it was funny because the guys that were sitting in front of us, they were young. They were like in their 20s or whatever. Dude, they had WrestleMania jackets, like those Letterman jackets and all that. They were, you know, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch big time. So at the end, Randy Orton gets up to, you know, he goes up to the top rope and does that little pose or whatever. So these two fools stand up on top of their chairs and they're clapping or whatever. And I tap him on the back and I'm looking at him. I go, come on, man. And he looks at me and I go, dude, he didn't even do nothing. What's going on or whatever? And he goes, I don't know, man. So they couldn't even say why they were standing up and cheering for him. They just looked at me and go, it's Randy Orton, bro. And I was like, so anyways, I think he'll add nothing to that match or whatever. I honestly think he won't. That was a pretty good matchup for War Games at the beginning, but he'll absolutely – well, watch the pay-per-view, dude. And if he – okay, if he adds to that pay-per-view, I'll say, you know what, you were right, Mike. That was a good choice, and he did. But I highly doubt it, dude. I just highly doubt it. What's he – is he going to press – somebody up against the cage like Steve Williams did Terry Gordy?
No.
Absolutely
not. That kind of
Can he take a bump Samu from the Head Shrinkers?
Not anymore.
Absolutely not, man. I'm telling you.
No,
man,
he cannot.
It's a lost art. Anyways, I'm sorry, Mike. I don't mean to talk to you, but it's just the truth.
I'll tell you what,
you get Jacob Fatu, you put Jacob Fatu in there instead of Randy Orton, I guarantee you that place will pop from head. That dude will do a moonsault onto a box of tools to make those people pop. True, Mike, or not? If you said, well, Randy Orton's hurt, but I'm going to bring Jacob Fatu because he's, you know, he's one of the Samoan family or whatever. Tell me that show wouldn't blow the roof off that place.
It would, but the only thing that sucks, I think, is a lot of people in the mainstream, they've heard of Jacob, but they haven't seen him.
Uh-huh.
How many people watch MLW?
True.
It used to come on in prime time. I don't even know if it comes on anymore.
Nah, it used to come on Vice Channel. It doesn't come on anymore. But, dude, what about that dude, Bronson Reed? Dude, if they would have brought him in, oh, dude, that would have made the people pop because that dude's good. If they did something to where, the other brother, the Uso brother came out and beat up Jay or whatever, whoever's the good guy, and Bronson Reed came out and they put Bronson Reed in one of the Usos against Solo Sikoa, oh, dude, now that would be a War Games. That would blow. Oh,
yeah, nice.
I got to do it, Mike. I got Scrap Iron, Adam Pierce. We remember you from your days over at the Franklin Sons Collectibles. You know that this is a good matchup. Okay, put Bronson Reed in there. Come on, Adam Pierce. We know you, bro. Okay, let's get it done. Okay, I think it's gonna happen now. Randy Orton, ni madre, wait. Put that Bronson Reed. He'll get you. He'll get you to the promised land, baby. Right?
That would be a good match.
I'm telling you, he's good. I don't know why they don't use him anymore. You see the splash when he splashed Tozawa, I thought he was dead. I thought that's kind of like when Otis splashed Rey Mysterio Jr. Oh my God,
yes.
People thought it was over. Stuff like that will draw the people.
Hey, who was that? Who was that tag team that just wrestled Chad Gable on there?
The two like amateur wrestlers that came up from NXT.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see they gave him a chance and they proved themselves.
Yeah, they're not bad.
Yeah.
They're not bad
yeah.
at all.
Yeah, so they
I like them.
They have the tools. They have the tools to work with, man. If they would just mix it up a little bit and do that, I think that would bring them to another level. Bronson Reed went to New Japan and he went over on Okada. You know, so what does that tell you? You know, that dude's got talent. They wouldn't do it if they didn't believe in him or whatever. So, Shawn Michaels, go make a call. Let him know what's up. But anyways, with that being said, I hate to go on a rant. And the reason why I go on a rant, Mike, and you know, is because the love I have for the business. You know what I mean? And if you have the money and the talent to do it, man, just do it, man. Take a chance. Don't stay up. Like Mike said, I'm gonna go off the beaten path. Go off that beaten path and watch what happens. You know what I mean? They got some talent out there. Just give them a chance, dude. They'll shine. It's just like when everybody goes to Japan. They go to Japan. They step up. Even Hulk Hogan was on a different level when he went up to Japan. You know what I'm saying? So, anyways, Mike.
And you know what?
The same way
we tell wrestlers to go out there and take a chance on yourselves.
Exactly.
Just give us a chance. Give the PWA a chance.
Exactly.
We want to show you what we got because, let me tell you something, we got a little bit of that mid-7, a little bit of that Jerry Lawler taste to us.
Mm-hmm.
We got a little bit of that Jerry Lawler feel to us, a little bit of that
championship
wrestling from Florida, championship wrestling from Georgia.
That's
Mid-South.
That's why we talk a lot about AJ, you know, because I see him – When he splashed Robbie Phoenix at 3PW, it was like Bronson Reed. I thought, oh, dude, he killed Robbie Phoenix or whatever. So that's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? He can get down. Guess what? I just got a text from John Della O. Do it. We miss you, brother. He wants me to come work. The show's the 25th, this Saturday. But I'm already booked for XWW.
He texts me too.
Yeah, he send
like,
you the flyer?
Oh, snap.
Did he send you the flyer?
He sure did.
And hey, man.
But I'm gonna probably go to Lucha Pro.
Let me get with you. I'll get with you later, my man, and let you know what's happening because I don't want to talk too much on the air. Because, I mean, see, that's where you have the dilemma, bro. But anyways, Mike, go ahead. Give us you a few words about the big PWA happenings that are coming up so we can get out of here.
Well, December 3rd, we got our live event at Metroplex Gym, Metroplex Gymnasium, Sports Complex in Hawaiian Gardens. We're going to be there at 9 o'clock. It's going to start about 10. Stay out there.
Yeah.
We'll hang on until about 12:30 or 1 o'clock. Then December 5th at 7 p.m., we're going to go live in a living color, if you will, with our podcast. We're going to have the wrestlers come into our little studio. And we're going to start. And we are going to talk about our tag team tournament.
Yes.
For February 10th. So, everybody, get your tickets. Come down to our live event. Come meet us. Come greet us. Come see us. Let us see your faces. Let us put names to faces. And let us let you guys be enjoyed by what product you can put out there. Because I'm telling you, you haven't seen it.
Let me tell you this, Mike, because I would really like to get that place packed on December 3rd so everybody come down, check it out. For us, for your fans, for your people who are behind you that are trying to get this whole thing going to the promised land so people can see what the product is about, will you reach back and wear your white baggies with the burgundy members only jacket and the jelly bottoms and go ahead and get the blowout kit? What do you say?
Man, I don't know. I can't get my hair pressed no more. It's too short.
Just try to blow it out
but
real quick. You got a few weeks.
But I could find me a TI sweatsuit and some crocus sacks.
Oh, perfect.
The caps
perfect.
On the bottom.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what.
That's what I'm talking about.
If you can wear that, the TI sweatsuit with the crocus sacks, I will come in some dolphin shorts, a half shirt with some two-striped tube socks and some roller skates. How about that?
Oh, so I can scream at Frank Tartarello, huh?
I'm telling you, dude, we will do whatever it takes to get those people in there. But anyways, Mike, hey, man, huge thanks for letting me come on and vant about Randy Orton and stuff. But for the people listening, don't forget, big show coming up February 10th. That's the one we've been working on. It's going to be huge. We got vendors coming. We got food. We're going to have all kinds of stuff going on. Make sure you check it out. And it's the first PWA World Cup. The first two matches are going to jump right off the start, so make sure you get there. Mike, I will hopefully see you next Tuesday. It's been a struggle, man, to get on here or whatever, but I know you got a lot of stuff in store for this podcast, and I definitely look forward to it. All right, my man?
Hey, man, appreciate you. Appreciate you all the time. Thank you, guys, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, God willing, we will see you guys next Tuesday night right here on Scoop Slam Radio.
Good night, everybody. We'll keep everybody updated on the social media, too, so make sure you keep an eye out for that. All right, I got to get out of here. I got to go look for some tube socks and some dolphin shorts and see if we can find Mike a TI sweatsuit. We'll see everybody next Tuesday.